I didn't know my mic was on when I let out that whoop, but nonetheless, wasn't that amazing? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That is our sermon for today. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all of our moms. This is a day that can be very, what do I want to say, charged with emotion for many of us. But depending on our family history, you know, our relationship with our mothers, and if we have children, our relationship with them. For me, living thousands of miles away from my son and daughter and their families is a constant tugging at my heart. I mean, thank God for video chatting. This morning I was blessed with my four-year-old grandson, Liam, coming on the screen of my phone saying, "Happy Nana's Day!" And it's lovely. But, you know, depending on the distance that we might have, either physical or emotional or both, this day can be very bittersweet. You know, I've shared before that I was very close to my mom. She was my biggest support. She was my loudest cheerleader. And it's been nearly 12 years since she died. And yet there's always this tender sadness that makes an appearance on Mother's Day. It doesn't matter that it's been, you know, a dozen years. Because you know why? I just wish I could talk to my mom. You know, I wish I could pick up the phone and call her up. I mean, they should have cell phones on the other side of the veil, don't you think? And the sadness is less intense as the years go by. But the fact that I'm still feeling it, of course, is a testament to the connection that we've always had, you know? And we know that that connection is never broken, despite what, you know, despite having no physical presence to one another. But some days I just want to talk to my mom. So my heart goes out to anyone who's struggling on this day because your mother's passed on, or there's an estrangement of some kind, or some unhealed stuff from the past. I really honor and bless every one of us that is in that struggle. But what I've discovered from my own experience in this way is that even in the midst of that struggle, even in the sadness, there is a gift. There's a gift that we can find. And that's what I want to talk about today. In the years since my mother died, I have realized something very empowering and very healing, and I believe this is a key insight for all of us. I believe this insight can bring peace to our planet. Isn't that good news? Yes. And here it is. The loving compassion that I miss so much from getting that from my mother. Well, guess what? It's within me. It's already there. You know, in the past, I may have looked to my mom to find that, but that love can be found in my own heart. And that is true for all of us. We have it within us. And I also get that my wish to connect with her, to call her up, is a desire to connect to that source within me. It's looking for that healing, loving, unconditional blessing and love of spirit. And it's there right now. It's within your heart right now, right here, ready to be accessed and to share it. And that's how we create peace on our planet, through the power of love and expression. And every single one of us has access to that deep well of divine love within. It's the mothering aspect of spirit. You know, the New Thought teacher, Ernest Holmes, writes, "In a certain sense, we're all mothers giving birth to new thought, new ideas, new events." And in that sense, we have all mothered things. We've all mothered, you know, people. Think about projects that you've had and brought to completion. You were mothering that along. Think about an idea that you've had that you've nurtured into manifestation. Think about how you may have been taking care of a loved one somewhere along the line. Or many of us mother our pets, mother our gardens. You know, think about it in your own life. And in this sense, mothering just means supporting growth through love and caring. Supporting growth. So this day is more than a day to celebrate our mothers. It's a day to honor that part of ourselves that cares deeply, that cares passionately. It's a day to connect with that deep well of compassion that lives within us, that place of peace that dwells eternally in our hearts. It's the eye of the storm. It's a very powerful place within us. And our job is to not only discover it, but even more importantly, to embody it. To share it with the world, to gift it to the world. As a tradition, Mother's Day began back in the late 1800s with two women, Julia Ward Howe and Anna Jarvis. And the original purpose was to use the day as a form of activism to promote peace. Did you know that? It was about mothers standing up for peace, and there they all are. Now, it eventually morphed into the Hallmark version of honoring motherhood, but I really love that connection, honoring the gifts of motherhood that we all contain within us and knowing that those gifts can bring peace to the world. So Mother's Day is a wonderful opportunity for us to pay tribute to this gentle, restorative, and yet very powerful presence of the embodiment of compassion. It's the divine feminine that indwells every single heart, male and female. But we have to take the time to go within and to connect with it, to find it, and to express it. Emily Cady was a New Thought teacher who taught the Fillmores, who are the co-founders of Unity. They were some of her students. She also taught many other New Thought leaders, went on to lead in the New Thought movement. So she's referred to as the teacher of teachers. And she wrote the book, Lessons in Truth. And so I recently read an analogy that she used that describes for me this connection to that ocean of divine love and compassion within us. And she said this, imagine a giant reservoir. And that reservoir is being fed by ever-living springs from within it. It's being eternally replenished from these springs and leading out from this reservoir, but never separated from it, are innumerable little streams. And those streams feed endless fountains. So if you get a picture for that, every single one of those fountains is in effect a receiving and a distributing station. It's an individual center for distributing the water that it's constantly receiving, and it's renewed from that source. And these fountains may appear to be separate, they may appear to be distinct from one another, but at the center, they're all connected to their source. And I really loved the imagery of this. So just imagine that within you, there is an infinite reservoir of divine love. Can you imagine such a thing?
Yes.
Yes. And that each one of us is an inlet of that love. And if we choose, we can be an outlet of that divine love, an inlet and an outlet, receiving, distributing stations, appearing to be separate, but at our core, connected to the very same source. And the secret of our spiritual power lies in the consciousness of the union with this divine love. Do you see that? And because when we do, we transcend the human experience of separation. We embrace our unity with the One, experiencing the truth of being eternally and effortlessly replenished from within by that power. Not only within us, we are infinitely surrounded by and enfolded in this ever-present, compassionate, loving embrace of divine love. And it's the nurturing, mothering aspect of God. And as we share it with the world, we are in effect birthing the presence of Spirit wherever we are. Isn't that cool? Really. As we remain centered in this heart of peace. My talk title is The Heart of Peace. And here's the good news. Every single one of us, male, female, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, all of us on this planet have access to the heart of peace. And we can be the expression of love and compassion in our world. We already have this. We already are connected. We just need to consciously go there, spend the time to connect to that deeper source and allow it. Allow it. There's no forcing. Bring it forth. Allow it to be expressed. And when we feel that unconditional divine love flowing through us, and when we can sustain that experience of love and compassion, well, we no longer need to find it outside of ourselves. Do you see that? We are giving ourselves what we need as we do that. And when we choose to express spirit in this way, being a willing outlet of the divine, we are being the way of God in action, instead of being in the way of God. And the more we share the mothering aspect of God with the world, the more we can experience peace on this planet. And all of us can be vehicles for that. The book of Isaiah has a beautiful scriptural verse that says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." That's the promise. And this is the power of the divine feminine. It's the nurturing, comforting presence. It's the spirit of wholeness. It's the great harmonizer. The healing power of God. And while this mothering aspect of the divine is gentle and it's restorative, it is powerful beyond measure. It can help us to develop and to grow into who we've come here to be. It's a sheltering peace. You know, I'm always moved by a story that I've shared in the past but bears repeating. After a forest fire in Yellowstone National Park, the forest rangers began to assess the damage from the fire. And as they went through, they found a bird literally petrified in ashes. And it was perched on the ground at the base of a tree. And when they poked it with a stick, three tiny chicks scurried out from under her wings. And the mother bird had carried her babies to the base of the tree and gathered them under her wings, knowing that the smoke would rise, and she refused to abandon her chicks. And she covered them with her wings so they would live. Her love for them gave them life. I'm just a sucker for this story, I tell you. But get a feel for that depth of caring. That is the power of mother love that we all have. It's powerful, it's fierce. It's a force to be reckoned with. And every one of us has access to it, but we have to go to the source. We have to go to that infinite well of peace. The healing, nurturing, comforting spirit of God is available for every single one of us. No one is left out. Those wings are around all of humanity right now. Right now. And when we take time to go into the silence and experience the presence, when we relax into that sheltering beauty of divine love, we discover our own inner reservoir of strength, of vitality, of inspiration. It is enlivening. It gives us life. And so the questions we want to ask ourselves are, first, am I spending time every day in the silence? A little lukewarm in our answers there. Am I connecting to that divine source?
Yes.
Am I listening for spirit's guidance?
Yes.
And if I get it, am I following it? Choosing not only to be the inlet of divine love, but also the outlet, and treating ourselves and others with kindness, with reverence, with respect, and seeing the interbeingness of life rather than being caught in the story of separation. And every single one of us has the ability to be the change that we want to see happen on this planet. And it's through kind and compassionate actions that we help to transform this world. Peace on the planet can happen, I am convinced. And it's through our actions that we help to transform the world. So this reservoir of spirit within us can always guide us in our actions to be the presence of love. But what if we're just not feeling it? What if, despite knowing the truth that we're one, that there's no separation, that nothing and no one is against us, that everyone is our ally in life, despite knowing all that to be true, what if we just don't feel it? What if instead of living our life as if it's for us, we're living it as if it's against us? What if rather than seeing everyone as a brother or sister on the journey, an ally on the path, we're seeing them as the enemy, against us in some manner, in our way, or someone to be feared? And I don't know about you, but I have days like that. You know, I have days that it feels like maybe there's a kink in the system somewhere. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Yes. Even though I know that I'm connected to the source, on certain days it just doesn't seem to be getting through. The system is clogged up. There's a blockage somewhere. And when that happens, I know that the blockage is where? Right, it's within. I hate that. But the source is ever increasing, eternally, joyfully expressing. It never stops. But as a receiving center, something can seem to be blocking the flow. If I'm not being an inlet and an outlet of divine love, the choice rests within me to change that. And my goal is always to return to the knowing that source is flowing through me right now. And this is where I get out my spiritual Drano, if it's clogged. Now, the spiritual version of Drano is 100% biodegradable and very good for the environment. And for me, that is when the cue process makes its appearance in my day. See, when I do that, when I do a worksheet, whatever the issue may be that is stopping me from experiencing the true reality of the divine, I work the process until that blockage releases and becomes integrated. Any disowned or orphaned parts of myself that have been outside my circle of self-compassion are welcomed back into my heart, and the flow begins again. We want that flow. That's what gives us life. And from that flow, we generate a frequency of oneness. We raise our vibration to the true reality that we are, and you and I are here to share that reality with the world. And when we are expressing kindness and love to ourselves and to others, we are in effect being the vehicle for the comforting, nurturing, divine aspect of God. Do you see that?
Yes.
Say it like you mean it.
Yes.
Think about times when you've put your arm around someone who was hurting. When you listen to another with the heart of compassion. When you've spent time with someone who's grieving, not speaking a word, just being there. Those are the moments that can change the world. Rudyard Kipling is quoted as saying, "An ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy." And I love that. Because to me, that means that loving and supporting each other is the best way we can grow spiritually. Do not underestimate the power of compassion and caring, both for ourselves and for others. Because the future of this planet, it's in our hands. And so we start within, we go back to the source, we let divine love fill our bodies, fill our minds, we let it guide us in how to share it, and then we do it. We share it, first with ourselves, then with our families, then our communities, and then extend it beyond that. Being love, showing up, being the change right where you are, with whatever's showing up, you see? The writer P.J. O'Rourke said, "Everybody wants to save the world, nobody wants to help mom with the dishes." And so making a difference starts there. See, it starts right where we are. The truth is that birthing a new reality takes some commitment. Healing our past, working out the kinks in the line, it takes some work. But we have what it takes within us to do it. We just need practice. Letting the love in our hearts move us into action. Allowing the mothering aspect of God to move us into being who we've come here to be. Are you up for it?
Yes.
So don't take my word for it. Don't believe a word I say. Prove this to yourself. And here are the steps to connecting to the reservoir of the mothering energy of the divine. First, spend time in the silence every single day. Visit the source regularly. And as you do, connect with your heart. And think of someone that you deeply love. Bring them into your awareness. And while you continue thinking of that person, feel the love, feel the compassion, feel the kindness, feel gratitude arising, coming forth like a fountain. And this will generate a coherent energetic field of harmony and peace as we sustain those feelings. And as you do, you raise your vibration to a frequency of divine love, and now you can ask your heart to guide you in loving action. Let the deeper heart intelligence direct you. It will never steer you wrong. And if you find you can't get there, get out your spiritual Drano. Do a worksheet if you've done the Q process, but work with the blockages and know that when you do, you are helping to bring peace to our planet. So on this Mother's Day, I invite you to spend some time going to the reservoir, allowing that healing, nurturing power of spirit to flow into and out of your heart. Be the presence of divine love in your world and help to bring peace to our planet. Your mama will be proud. So.
And a happy Mother's Day to you. Unity stands for peace in the presence of conflict, for love in the presence of hatred, for forgiveness in the presence of injury. Unity honors the many names for God, the many paths for God, for we know that there is only one power, one presence, and one life. So whoever you are, and wherever you are on your journey of transformation, you are welcome here. We would especially like to welcome anyone who is here for the first time. If this is your first time here and you feel comfortable raising your hand, our ushers have a packet for you.